Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Okay, let's dive in. Today we're taking a look at some of the articles students are reading right now in The Juice app.
Right, that's the app designed to help kids boost their skills and knowledge with daily news.
Exactly. And we want to give parents, teachers, anyone listening, really, a quick snapshot of what topics are catching students' attention. It's quite a mix. The idea is just to give you a quick overview, maybe offer some starting points for conversations.
Sounds good.
Let's kick off with something big in the music world, BTS.
Ah, yes. The article is, after ARMY obligations, BTS to return to stage, ARMY. Big news for K-pop fans.
It explains that the group's hiatus is ending because members are finishing their mandatory military service in South Korea.
That's a requirement there. The article mentions two members just got discharged.
RM and V, right. And then Jimin and Jungkook are finishing up soon.
And the last member, Suga, he should be done by June 21st. So the whole group will be back together before long.
And the fans, the ARMY, are obviously very excited. The article highlights the group's incredible global reach.
Oh, absolutely. Millions of fans, billions of downloads, topping charts everywhere. Even Time magazine called them greatest pop stars of 2020. They're huge.
It really makes you think about fandoms. The article actually poses a question. Why do people join fandoms?
Yeah, and what benefits are there to sharing an appreciation for music, sports, etc. with other people?
It's interesting. What do you think, that sense of community?
Definitely. Belonging, shared identity. It's powerful, especially for young people finding their way. It's a great thing to discuss. What communities are they part of?
Good point. Okay, moving from global superstars to a more personal story.
This next one is really heartwarming. Graduation Generations, University of Rhode Island celebration is a family affair.
A family affair indeed. It's about the Jetson family. Mother and three kids all graduating from the same university.
In the same month, which is wild.
Yeah. The mom, Allison, she finished her PhD in nursing practice.
And the kids' twins, Ethan and Alex, and their sister Emily, they all got their bachelor's degrees, all from URI, all in May.
That's amazing timing. Was it planned?
Apparently not. Just sort of happened. The article says study abroad delayed the twins a bit, and the mom's PhD research took an extra year. Happy coincidence.
And the dad was a photographer.
Yep, capturing the whole thing. It leads to a really nice thought question in the article.
Which is?
What does it feel like to reach a major goal alongside people you care about? And how might that experience be different from reaching it alone?
Well, that's a good one. Sharing that success. It must amplify the feeling, right?
You'd think so. That shared pride, the collective memory being made, definitely different than crossing the finish line solo.
Yeah, it makes you appreciate those shared moments.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears to science and the environment.
Right, tackling a big one. Ocean plastic. The article title is Plastic Innovation Produces Substance Soluble in Seawater.
The problem is huge, isn't it? The article mentions millions of tons already out there.
And it could triple by 2040. It's a... pretty staggering when you think about the impact on marine life, maybe even us.
But there's some hope here, this new plastic.
Exactly. Researchers in Tokyo have developed a material that actually breaks apart in ocean water. It uses the salt in the sea.
How's it different from current plastics?
Well, it apparently breaks down completely, doesn't leave microplastics behind, and they say it's non-toxic and carbon neutral once dissolved.
Wow. Are they planning to use it for things like bottles?
That's the goal. They're working on mass production, figuring out coatings so items last long enough for use, but still dissolve later. It's promising.
It really needs to be. The article includes a quote. Something about children not choosing the planet.
Yeah, powerful stuff. Children cannot choose the planet they will live on really highlights our responsibility.
And it connects to the thought question. What's one small change you would invent or imagine to help make the world a cleaner or safer place?
It gets kids thinking like innovators. You know, even small ideas matter.
Absolutely. From future tech back to some classic wisdom, there's a quote of the day feature.
Right. This one features Ralph Waldo Emerson.
And the quote is, "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm."
Short, sweet, and packs a punch. Emerson, the article reminds us, was a major 19th century American thinker, essayist, poet, philosopher.
Part of that whole transcendentalist movement, right?
Yeah.
Self-reliance, nature, individualism.
Exactly. So the quote fits right in with his focus on individual passion and drive.
It's a good one to discuss. Do you agree with it? Is enthusiasm always needed for greatness?
That's the discussion, isn't it? Thinking about historical figures or even personal goals. Did enthusiasm make the difference, or was it just hard work, maybe luck?
Or a mix. It's a simple quote, but leads to some deep thinking about motivation.
For sure. Okay, next up, we have a piece on a more current and complex issue involving government and health.
Yeah, this one is titled RFK Jr. Dismisses Vaccine Panel, Drawing Criticism from Medical Experts.
Okay, so this reports that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in his role as U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, dismissed the entire federal panel that oversees immunizations, all 17 members.
And his stated reason.
According to the article, he cited concerns about potential conflicts of interest among the medical experts on that panel.
The article points out this is pretty unusual, right? Dismissing a whole committee like that.
Unprecedented is the word used, and it's drawn criticism from medical experts who worry about, you know, the stability of vaccination policy and public health efforts.
It quotes one dismissed member calling it pretty brazen.
Yeah.
And Senator Bill Cassidy saying he'll work to ensure replacements are experts. The article includes a reflect question that feels very timely. What role should the government play in providing health information to the public?
That's a big question, and it opens the door to talking about where we get health information, how to evaluate sources, especially when things get contentious.
Crucial skills for students navigating today's world.
Which actually ties nicely into our last article.
Area 51.
Yep. Sorry, UFO buffs. Nevada's Area 51 is not what you might think. Always a topic of fascination.
The classic conspiracy theory hub, right? Aliens, crash saucers.
That was the rumor for decades. But this article, citing a Wall Street Journal report based on Defense Department findings, says the secret wasn't aliens.
So what was the government hiding?
Top secret aircraft. Stealth fighter planes, specifically.
Okay, that makes sense for a secret military base. But the article says the UFO stuff wasn't just rumor.
Well, this is the kicker. According to the article, military leaders deliberately spread the UFO story.
Seriously? Why?
As disinformation. A cover story to hide the real secret, the advanced plans from adversaries like the Soviet Union back in the day. The article notes the government was basically feeding misinformation to its own people.
Wow. That's quite a story. It really changes the narrative around Area 51.
It does, and the discussion question is spot on. Where does a piece of misinformation begin, and how does it spread?
This is a perfect, if maybe unsettling, case study. Shows how misinformation can be manufactured, even by official sources, and then take on a life of its own.
Exactly. It underscores why we need to be critical consumers of information, why media literacy is so important. Don't just accept things, question them.
A really valuable lesson there. So that's our whirlwind tour. BTS, family graduations, dissolving plastic, Emerson, health policy debates, and Area 51 secrets.
Quite the range. It really shows the breadth of topics students are encountering and thinking about through the juice.
Well, thanks for exploring these articles with us. We appreciate you tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.